Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to episode 236 of Heart and Soul for Women of Faith, where we speak boldly about faith, hope, purpose, prosperity, and how we're making a meaningful difference in the world as business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. We share our own stories and strategies to encourage you in your journey and to help one another achieve success. One of my favorite quotes is by the great Christian evangelist, Dr. Miles Monroe. Success is obedience to purpose. I'm Jory Fisher, a featured host on Blog Talk Radio with my guest, Dr. Laura DeCesaris, who will speak with us today, February 1st, 2021, about how we can unlock our full potential by making good choices with respect to our health and wellness. Hello, Dr. Laura. Thank you for joining us on Heart and Soul. How are you?
Hi, Jory. I'm doing great. Happy to be here. It's really nice to catch up with you and hear your voice.
Well, see, this is why I scheduled you to be on the radio show. We could visit. So you're in Phoenix, and
I am.
And I have to ask, how's the weather there on February 1st?
Today is great. It's about 65 with a little bit of clouds. We've had a week of some rain and cloudy weather, which is actually kind of a nice change of pace here, but this is a great time of year here. We have snow up in the mountains and sunshine and nice weather down here in the valley.
In the valley. Well, that sounds beautiful. Well, we do have snow and ice here in Bel Air, Maryland. as I was telling you before the show, my dog Cowboy was just slip sliding all over the place in the backyard. It was kind of cute. So anyway, good to have you. And before I give our listeners a few instructions and invitations, what is the primary message that you're going to be sharing with us today?
Right. So the primary thing I want to get across to your listeners are that health does not have to be as complicated as we make it, but it's something that you really need to be in tune with, not just to feel good in your body, but to really perform the best in your job and day-to-day life and to really reach your full potential. So it might seem complicated, but I'm going to help them kind of break it down into actionable bites and show you that it's probably easier than you think.
Ah, that's music to our ears, right? Yeah, because things can sound complicated, you know, and we're constantly bombarded with messages, as I've heard you say, from like, what, Dr. Instagram or Dr. Google or Dr. whatever, and it can sound complicated. So thank you for being here to make it
Dr.
easy.
Google will definitely make things confusing.
Oh, gosh. I don't even – is it even around anymore that MD doctor or Dr. MD or whatever it was, and you know, you'd plug something and it'd be a parade of horribles, you know. Oh no, I might have
Web
that
MD.
Or, oh.
Right, Web
that's
MD.
That's it. It's
still
scary.
Still there.
Well, clearly I don't use it anymore. Well, anyway, let me go ahead and get these announcements out of the way. Heart and Soul for Women of Faith airs on Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to any of my archived on-demand episodes at blogtalkradio.com/JoryFisher and on my website, joryfisher.com. That's JoryFisher. Please follow my live interactive podcast by clicking on the little follow button on my Blog Talk Radio show page and creating a free Blog Talk Radio account. I also invite you to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. If you would like to comment or ask us a question, please call 515-605-9750. That number again is 515-605-9750. You will be placed in a call queue, and you'll be able to listen to the show while you wait. I'm a former public interest attorney and law professor who's been coaching and training lawyers and entrepreneurs since 2004. I love helping women of faith build thriving businesses and lead joyful, purpose-guided lives. Please visit my website, joriefisher.com, to enjoy hundreds of free resources, including blog posts, podcasts, videos, ebooks, and my Discover Your Purpose starter course. I also invite you to take a quick assessment to get a free customized report all about you. Knowing your bank code, as we call it, is the first step toward dramatically improving your relationships, and for our business owners out there, increasing your sales up to 300%. Just go to crackmycode.com/report. That's crackmycode.com/report to rank your values, discover your bank code, and get your free personality profile. And now it is my pleasure to introduce Dr. Laura DeCesaris. Dr. Laura is a functional medicine-trained health strategist for female entrepreneurs, career women, and highly motivated women. She obtained her undergraduate background in health and nutrition from Cornell University and continued on to graduate programs in clinical nutrition and chiropractic. She then trained with the Institute for Functional Medicine and completed her functional medicine certification. She is currently completing an additional fellowship in functional medicine with the Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine. Laura is the founder of Heart Root Health, a wellness center in Scottsdale, Arizona, and is now pursuing her passion of helping highly motivated women truly have it all by serving as a strategic wellness consultant for high-achieving women available via telehealth worldwide. You can go to her website, heartroothealth.com. That's HEARTROOT, heartroothealth.com. Anything else that you would like to add, Dr. Laura?
Sure. Only other thing I'd like to add is I do have an exciting new program coming up in a few months. We're looking at an April or May start date. I'm going to be starting to do small group masterminds in addition to my one-on-one consulting. So you get to join a group of 8 to 10 other women who are also working women, career women, and I will take you through step-by-step how to troubleshoot any health concerns you have and how to really up-level your health from the inside out. And so in addition to me, you also get a network of other women that you can learn from and kind of go on this fun little journey with.
How will people find out about that, get in touch with you about that?
Yes. So I'll have a new website for that launching later this week, in addition to announcing it across social media. You'll also be able to access it from my current website, heartroothealth.com. And as always, you can also reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram, where I'm found under my name, Dr. Laura DeCesaris.
Okay, great. And that is spelled DeCesaris. Excellent. Well, thank you. Well, Laura, you and I have known each other a few years now. I love you to death. I consider you another daughter of mine, as you know. So people will probably be able to pick up on that just a tad as we talk. So tell us.
Seems
tell
like
us
longer
how,
than just a few years.
I know it. I know it. And I bet your mom is listening. Hi, Mom.
Hi,
maybe
Mom.
Even Erin, your sister. Yeah, that's great. And I know Jana, whom we happen to know and love, is listening because I see her. Jana, I see you in the call queue. So I might call on you a little bit later, just warning you. Anyway, just it's great to have you here, Laura. Just absolutely fantastic. And I've had the opportunity to watch you on your entrepreneurial journey, at least since you moved out west. So tell us, I love for our listeners to have kind of a general idea of who the person is that's speaking with us. Go back and tell us a little bit about you with respect to what is it that prompted you to get into the health and wellness area?
Sure. I had a kind of a unique journey. A lot of us that find ourselves where we are in functional medicine there because we didn't have the best luck ourselves in the conventional medical model with dealing with symptoms and illnesses. So I've always been interested in the body and science. I went to college at Cornell thinking I actually wanted to go into biomedical research, particularly cancer research. Got a job in a research lab. While I learned a ton, I found it very lonely. I really wanted a little more interaction with people. So I started exploring other options for, okay, how can I still take my love of science and physiology, but also get more involved in patient care? And I started to develop an interest in nutrition at the time. My feelings when I was looking at graduate programs where I wasn't sure I'd get that type of education I wanted by just going to medical school in the traditional medical model. So I chose to go the direction of chiropractic school because I was also able to get my master's in clinical nutrition at the same time. While I didn't really have a life for a couple of years, I got to learn just a ton of stuff about the body and how to really approach everything holistically, both nutrition, structure, and mental, emotional health. While I was in school there, I was introduced by an instructor to this world of functional medicine, which is now growing bigger every year. Functional medicine, for those of you who aren't familiar with that term, it's basically a more preventative approach to healthcare. So it's not meant to be an alternative to the conventional medical model, but it's supposed to work kind of cohesively as a unit. So you have your traditional medical model there for emergencies, for life-saving care, for you know, there when you need it. But this functional medicine realm is really to help you get in touch with your body, learn about it, and start taking steps to be proactive in your health. So as soon as I finished graduate school and started working, I just started doing my continuing education with the Institute for Functional Medicine, where I got my first postdoc certification, and then just wanted to dig deeper. So I think you mentioned I'm finishing my second fellowship now, and what it allows me to do is really look at each client as a whole being versus just their symptoms or a collection of symptoms. So what's going on structurally? Can they move properly? Can their lymphatic system drain? What's their nutrition like? Are they able to absorb their nutrients? So it's, you know, what's their emotional stressors? Because all of these things come into play when people start experiencing symptoms or not feeling well. So a bigger lens picture at health, but it's a lot of fun. I think it's very much needed in this country, and I love working with clients on really getting them excited and fired up about living healthier life.
Mm. Well, one of the things that I love about you, and of course, since I know your bank code, which is the personality profile that we were talking about, it just makes so much sense. But, you know, you love just learning. I mean, obviously, or you wouldn't have even gone to Cornell in the first place, much less all of these other postdoc programs that you're in. So you love learning. You have all this brain stuff going on. And you also have a real heart for people. And I've just seen you interact with people in such a beautiful way. So can you tell us a story? Obviously, I know you won't reveal the identity of the person, but tell us a story of somebody that you've helped.
Sure. So you always have a few patients that come to mind when you've worked with people on really kind of rehauling their health. But one of my first clients when I came out here to Arizona, I'll never forget it. You know, I get people's intake forms ahead of time with just to kind of get a picture of what's going on, what they're coming in with. And she had a lot of what we call vague symptoms that can mean a lot of different things. Fatigue, wasn't sleeping great, had bloating, you know, some issues with digestion, but nothing specific really. And she came into my office, this bubbly little blonde, and told me that her symptoms were actually so bad that for the last 18 months, the only thing she could eat was ground beef. That's all.
What?
I'm not even joking. She ate nothing but ground beef because everything else gave her such horrible stomach pain.
Oh my gosh.
I think I was just shocked into silence for a couple minutes. I mean, I just can't imagine your heart goes out to someone that they're in so much pain. They almost don't want to eat, which we know isn't healthy for many reasons. But to her credit, she stuck with me through everything. We dug deep, did a ton of detective work. She had already been to practitioners for like 5 years before finding me.
And
things had just kind of gotten worse. She'd gotten a lot of different diagnoses that are common, chronic fatigue syndrome, IBS, mm-hmm. but really nothing that helped. So it took really a year and a half. I mean, it's going on 2 years now since I've known her, and she's eating a lot more foods than she used to be able to. She's sleeping through the night. Hormones are balanced. Like, really is kind of back to what, you know, she said to me, she said, I'd like to say I'm back to my normal life, but it's been so long since I felt well. I can't even remember the last time I felt well.
Oh, man.
So she's, you know, signed on to join a gym for a year because she's comfortable working out again. And I've just become such good friends with her and her whole family through the process. And
wow.
That's the best part of my job. This isn't something that I get to see people one time and, okay,
right.
Done. Bye. Like, you get to develop these relationships with them and really help them in every avenue of their health versus just fixing a symptom. So she's one of my favorite success stories.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up every day and trusted me that I had her best interest in mind. And as a practitioner, that's the best case scenario you can ask for, someone to say, all right, I've been through a lot, seen a lot of people, but I'm going to trust you to lead me down the right path.
So you had to use your incredible background to dig deep and discover what the root cause of this was, I would imagine, and then treat her with love to encourage her to trust you and take the steps you were suggesting.
Right. So she I'll say I did know her bank code from the beginning, high action. So she was ready to rock and roll when she came in the door. But yeah, it takes some time, like I said, to do the detective work. And we ran a lot of what we call unconventional labs, things beyond your regular blood work to really get a feel for what was going on in her body. Then we did trial and error on different dietary approaches with the goal of broadening what she could actually put into her body. And yeah, there was also a lot of, with my background in body work, we also did a lot of mind body work, got her on my table, helped with stress. It's really amazing the emotional patterns that people hold in their physical bodies.
Mm.
So that was a big part of it. A big part of it too, kind of getting her on the table and allowing some of those stressors to come to the surface and, you know, have them be said out loud. And you realize afterwards, wow, didn't realize I was carrying that for so many years, but that's a really big part of the puzzle.
So everything that you've studied and the skills that you've learned, all of that is coming together now in what you're doing. How beautiful. You know, not many people get to do that. A lot of people, like, they might major in music, but then their job is in administration, you know, or something like that.
Right.
And you're actually able to do what you studied.
Yeah, I feel really fortunate and really lucky. I can truly say I love going to work every day because I've created this way of helping people the way I want to and the way I know they need to.
So I don't remember the details, and you were, of course, very careful not to disturb anybody's privacy. But I remember there was a time that you had to speak to somebody's doctor because they were what was it? Oh no, Jana.
Yeah.
But
I remember
you,
what you're talking
do you know
about.
What I'm talking about? Yeah.
They
had to bring you in. Okay, tell me about it.
Right. Yeah, and really the power of knowing someone's bank codes, am I right?
Yeah.
So I had a client that had a very rare syndrome that really people are still in the traditional medical model, it's still kind of up in the air whether people accept it or not. It's called Otto Brewery syndrome. And really what happens...
Well, now I don't feel so bad for not remembering it.
It's a hard one to remember. but when you probably remember what it was. So it essentially someone's, their gut and their digestive system, their bacteria get so messed up that they end up with all these bacteria that actually produce alcohol. So the person literally can get drunk randomly without drinking. And it's very alarming because someone can be at work and, you know, their employer thinks, oh, great, this person's showing up drunk. And really, they have no idea what's going on. So this poor couple, they'd been all over the country trying to find someone to help them. And they kind of just kept getting pushed out the door. Oh, no, he's just an alcoholic, blah, 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 which I had met them. It was absolutely not the case. And the wife called me the one day and said, listen, we got an appointment at Mayo Clinic, which is a big center out here, and sound like he's going to really believe what we're saying. Is there any chance you'd be willing to come with us? So I said, okay, here we go. And just knowing what I know about people's bank codes, a lot of physicians tend to be high knowledge or high blueprint. So I made sure I was dressed professionally, walked in with them, and immediately I could tell he was not thrilled that they brought another doctor, especially a non-medical doctor like myself, in to try and explain their story. So I let him get out everything he had to say, and then I just said, no, I actually brought some materials for you, some studies that have been done on this syndrome, and I've also brought my case notes of kind of what I've seen in the 6 or 8 months that I've known this couple. If you wouldn't mind looking through this and giving it a chance, I would greatly appreciate it. They've been through a lot trying to figure this out, and they're really just needing someone to help tease out the details of this and where to look for help. And he immediately kind of went silent, like he was expecting me to get all upset and argue with him. And he just said, oh, this is really interesting. All right, well, let me go take a look at this. So he, you know, left the room. Physician's assistants came in and were running some tests in the meantime. And then he came back and very calmly and kindly just said, this is really interesting. I don't know much about this myself. Let me reach out to some coworkers and figure out the best way forward for your case.
Good.
So thanks to that, they were able to then go get the testing they needed and figure out what was really going on there. So, They're doing really well ever since then. Like really, last year they've both been great. So sometimes it just comes down to that, knowing how to communicate with other healthcare professionals in the best interest of your patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you went above and beyond to be able to do that. So that is one of the things that I love about you is that you do go above and beyond for your patients. So now what's exciting, it's wonderful that you have heartruthhealth.com, the center in order to help people right there in and around Scottsdale, Arizona. And you're going to be helping people regardless of where they live. So can you say something about that, if you will?
Sure. So last year, as you know, a lot of healthcare providers saw a major switch to telemedicine. I don't see it going away anytime soon, and it's a really great opportunity to reach more people that you can help. So when I was kind of brainstorming last year, like, all right, how can I expand what I have to offer? I thought a lot about the clients that I really love helping. Not that I don't love helping everyone, but I have a special place in my heart for women like you and I, really, women who are they're running their lives, they're running their household, so either running a business or they're involved just in a different career. They're highly motivated to always be bringing themselves to the next level, not just in health, but really in every aspect of their life. How can they give more? How can they do more? So I created programs specifically for this group. So my new venture is just for women. I'll be doing one-on-one consulting, but I'm also really excited what I mentioned before about this mastermind group, because I really have this vision of blending how to teach women about their bodies and health and functioning at their peak, while also creating this community of like-minded women in the same place for them to meet and network with and grow together. So I think it's natural for a lot of women to want to be in a community of women. So this is kind of something that I want to create to show them that, hey, you're all very hardworking, ambitious women. So kind of these small cookie cutter programs, they're not made for you, because these women, they're wired differently. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about making everything personalized for them, but showing them that it's, it's not as complicated as they think. It's really a series of actionable steps that become habits.
Well, and bringing people together, again, this goes to that functional medicine bit, I would think, is you are just putting a stake in the ground and claiming, look, health is also about so much more than your temperature and what your blood pressure is and, you know, all that those metrics that you get when you go to a medical doctor's office. It has so much to do with relationships and relieving stress and the power of friendship and the power of connection. And that's something that could come out in your mastermind in a big way, I would imagine.
Yeah, that social interaction and social community is a huge part of health. I think that's kind of one way our country has gone the wrong direction with healthcare. Sometimes we have a tendency to kind of break people down to their symptoms and their labs. And we have to remember, like, this is a human being in front of us. And you can have a human being with the best blood work in the world who is super lonely and isolated and is going to have health issues as a result. So if you're just focusing on lab work and you see, oh, you're fine, and that person says, but I don't feel fine, you have to be able to say, okay, what else do human beings need? Like, what else do we need? Yes, we need good nutrition. We need movement.
Right.
But we need connections. We need communication. We need to be getting sunlight. So there's these other aspects of health and wellness that I think can really be emphasized the more people learn about functional medicine.
Well, I'm actually going to have you, you didn't know you were going to do this, have me as kind of a test case just a little bit on the on air here with respect to autoimmune, I suppose, disease. And then I might ask you to, we'll see if Miss Jana would be willing to step out. She's probably like, oh, Mom, why are you doing that? But we'll see. If she says no, that's fine. We will honor that. But it would be kind of cool for people, I think, to hear what kinds of questions, what kind of concerns might be addressed in a session with you. Because I know, Laura, because I know and love you, that, you know, you have had experience with autoimmune diseases yourself. I don't know if you want to share about that. And traumatic emotional things come up that I think has helped you as well. And I'm a big believer that whenever we have something happen in our lives, even if it's very painful, if it can then help us serve others better, then hallelujah, it was worth it. Or at least we're having something good come out of something bad. So So with your background with autoimmune issues, what I'd love for you to help me with on air, just a little bit anyway, would be some of my listeners may know that I have MS, multiple sclerosis. So what kinds of things would you be asking me if I were to show up in your mastermind or show up at your doorstep with your clinic in Scottsdale? What kinds of issues would you want to discuss with me as an MS patient?
Right. So when someone comes to me like yourself, they already have an autoimmune diagnosis. Generally, you're already working with a medical doctor in that specific area to make sure that, okay, this isn't going to be the most professional term, but let's take care of the big potatoes, right? Sometimes you need those medications, you need those steps to take to make sure that the disease doesn't keep progressing.
Right.
But where I would come in working in conjunction with that provider is, all right, well, what are the other things that we know contribute to the development of autoimmune diseases? What are things that can cause flares to happen? What are things that can generally make that inflammatory process worse? Because what we know about autoimmune disease is something happens that causes your body to start attacking itself. It gets confused. It thinks your own tissues are a foreign invader. When it shows up in the thyroid, it's called Hashimoto's. When it shows up in the nervous system, it can be multiple sclerosis. If it shows up on the skin, it can be psoriasis. But at the end of the day, it's an error in the immune system that causes this chronic inflammatory process to keep happening. So while it's good to see someone in the area where it's quote unquote showing up, my job is to step back and say, all right, what laid the groundwork for this?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually go back with clients to the beginning and I say, do you know anything or do you remember anything about the situations around your birth? So were you, a C-section baby?
You go
or
all the way
baby?
Back
were you
to
breastfed,
that?
Bottle-fed? All the way back, because we know that the situation around your birth can set the stage for things. So, for example, and I'm not saying that one of these is better than the other. Some people are unable to breastfeed, and this is nothing negative against that. But, breastfeeding conveys a lot of immunity and mm-hmm. good things for your body's gut bacterial balance. So if you're a baby who doesn't get that, you don't get the same thing from regular formula. So you're already kind of starting at like a disadvantage. There's mm-hmm. things that people can do to help with that. But all of those things are relevant. And then we ask about childhood. Where did you grow up? Right. So were you in the country? Were you in a city? Were you near a factory? Did you have a well water? Did you have public water? Did you get sick a lot? If you were sick, did you have to go on a lot of medications? What was your diet like growing up? Were you a picky eater? All of these things are really relevant to show us what's going on in your body from a young age. And then we basically go through system by system. So as a woman, what was your cycle like? Did you have kids? Mm-hmm. How did how did all the childbirths go? And we keep doing that until we get to the point where you are now. And then we touch some of those same things. What's your diet like now? What medications are you on? Supplements? How's your sleep? Do you get outside in the sunlight? Do you move your body? And if so, how? Are you doing a lot of cardio? Mm-hmm. Are you doing weight training? So it's really a lot of different areas. So when I sit down with people, we're usually chatting for like 2 hours on their first session because it just takes time to go through all of that. But if you don't go through all of that, you can kind of miss what we call triggering events. So things that can kind of start that autoimmune process.
Mm-hmm.
So like to use myself for an example, you mentioned I've dealt with autoimmunity. I have. I got into health and wellness because I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's when I was younger. Kind of found it on a fluke because my mom and my sister had thyroid issues, so I just got screened for it.
Okay.
And I remember being like, I think I was 21, and a doctor just said, you just have to go on medication for the rest of your life. And, my brain was like, well, that doesn't make sense. Aren't you going to tell me why it happened? So I didn't go on medication, and I spent a few years really kind of rehauling my health to send that into remission. But the things about autoimmune issues, as you may know, is you also have to talk about those other stressors like emotional stress and mental stress.
Right.
So I was diagnosed with a second autoimmune disease a few years ago called lupus. At the time, I was doing everything right in terms of nutrition and diet and lifestyle. I was powerlifting. I had a super clean diet. I looked great. But then I had this really emotionally traumatic thing happened, and it just sent my body into stress mode and triggered that autoimmune process to start up again.
Wow.
So it was actually very humbling for me. And it was a reminder for me that when I'm working with women, like, all right, we have to make sure we talk about the hard stuff, because that is the hard stuff for most people to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm not a therapist, but I refer many patients to different forms of therapy if I'm concerned that that's contributing to their inflammation, to their autoimmunity, because it's really important, like really important, to make sure that you're doing the work on yourself after a traumatic event has happened. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people out there have had really traumatic things happening. And in this particular population in autoimmunity, it is definitely relevant. So I know that was a lot of talking, but it's a very big process when you look at autoimmune illnesses.
Right.
It's a very holistic process.
And with the particular population of women entrepreneurs, you also have the stress of business, of having your own business.
No stress going on there, right? Managing a business and home and everything else.
Wow. So in your mastermind, I know you. I know you're going to build a group where people trust each other and actually start to address, not that it's a therapy group, but start to address some of those difficult, challenging things that they don't necessarily want the whole world to know about.
Right. Yeah. So I want to create this environment where it's a smaller group. It's an intimate group. It's, it's, you know, what stays there stays there. But it allows people to really do some personal discovery work about their health and wellness and things that they can do to really help improve that and reach those optimal wellness levels.
Good. Well, from what I've learned about MS, and of course I've studied it quite a bit, maybe not as much as you, but I have studied it. It can show up. I mean, I have a friend that showed up as early as her, you know, early childhood years. But for a lot of people, it really, I understand, kind of starts in those teenage years and then can just go undetected for years and years and years until something happens that really makes it become obvious, right? So, wow, you know, and it seems to be a combination, at least with MS, of genetic and perhaps an environmental situation. I mean, I have another friend who's absolutely convinced that it was the mold that many of us experienced while living in Lynchburg, Virginia. I love Lynchburg, but it was wet. She's convinced that it was the mold that exacerbated her situation and brought out the MS. I mean, who knows for sure, but there are just so many things. And then, of course, early detection is important. And then finding somebody like you, along with a neurologist who really knows what they're doing in MS and a particular autoimmune disease, would be really wonderful. So, well, thank you, Laura. Do you have anything else to say about that? I'm tempted to call on Miss Jana and see if she has any kind of hypothetical or real life situation she wants to run by you. Anything else about autoimmune?
Yeah, only other thing I would say, kind of like you said, it's, you can meet two people that have the same diagnosis that have completely different histories and different triggering events. So like your friend that said mold. Mold is a huge one. I screen a lot of clients for that. You know, if one good thing can come out of everything we've dealt with our current pandemic is this long hauler syndrome that they talk about.
What?
Dealing with this
long hauler syndrome? I hadn't heard that. Is that what they call it?
I don't know if you follow the news with COVID and stuff, but there's something that they call long haulers or long COVID. And it's a viral, it starts this kind of very long experience of symptoms. But there's been people that are dealing with something similar from mold, from Lyme, from Epstein-Barr for a long time. So I'm hoping that some of those people also get more sympathy and realization that, oh, wow, these little bugs in our world can actually really wreak havoc on our bodies. And we can pay attention to what's going on with that. But yes, individualized and personalized is the big takeaway for autoimmune. What works for one person does not always work for the next person.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, let's just see. I'm sure Jan will want to say hello. Okay. Hold on.
Yes. Hello.
There she is.
Hi,
hello,
Jana.
Hi. Some of my favorite people in the world. first of all, I love this opportunity because it gives me a minute to sing your praises, Laura. I've had the pleasure of obviously knowing you as a friend, but getting to work with you a little bit. And I do want to tell some people, like when we follow your Instagram and stuff, you are incredible how you break everything. Like this, she's Dr. Laura. You definitely know the science behind everything. And it's really fascinating to see how you'll take, you know, the simple symptoms like, indigestion or, you know, I'm tired. And then you're spelling it out for like, hey, just so you guys understand, this is what's actually going on in your body. And I know not everybody cares about it to that depth, but you know, I just want to speak to it, to the fact that you don't talk about fads and you don't talk about just like quick solutions. I know that, you know, when I get to work with you, that you are literally working on the full mechanism and how, you know, our bodies are supposed to be running. So wanted to say thank you about that. I love that you speak to the fact of how much like your mental well-being plays into your physical and vice versa. And so I kind of wanted to ask you about, you know, people when they're, and this might be really helpful for a lot of people that are going through, you know, the pandemic, the lockdown and all that, like, what are some signs of when people are dealing with being, you know, sad and that kind of emotional stress and stuff, what does that do to the body and how can you, you know, use taking care of your body to improve that kind of a mood?
Sure. So I feel like I need to put out a disclaimer. I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, so not diagnosing anybody. But
sure.
Yeah, we've seen an onslaught of loneliness and kind of resulting anxiety and depression and sleep disturbances and all these things, because as a collective society, we're experiencing something that we've really never experienced in our lifetimes, right? Makes a lot of us realize how important that connection, moving around to different environments, really is. So little simple things you can do if you're starting to feel kind of down, a little off. Obviously, first and foremost, if you're really experiencing depression and your mood is really off, always reach out to a professional for help. Always, like, don't ever be afraid to do that. There's so many resources out there. But then just little tips you can do during your day, like sunlight is a big one. And I know it's winter in a lot of places and that's kind of tough. But even if you can, like, get out in a window or out on your porch in the morning and get some sunlight, you'd be amazed what it does for your mental health to just get some natural light coming in. And for those of you who may be in environments that, I mean, gosh, I'm thinking of when I used to live in upstate New York and there wasn't sunlight for 5 months at a time. Those little happy boxes, the artificial sunlight, like, they definitely help. So light therapy is a big one. And I know, Jana, we've talked a little bit about red light therapy, which is something to think about more in the evenings for helping with sleep. So sunlight in the morning, red light in the evening is a very simple one. Picking up the phone and calling someone, FaceTiming someone, getting a little bit of connection. It sounds something so simple for your health, but it is an amazing thing for your health. Mm-hmm. Even if you just send a message to a friend that says, hey, do you have 5 minutes? I just want to, like, see your face and say hello and have a minute together. That's really important.
So Laura, I have to tell people something. One of the things that Laura and Jan and I do, and Jana's sisters, is we send pictures of our animals, of our critters.
Yes, another one for sure. Puppy pictures all day long. always nutrition we have to talk about too. Things that you put in your mouth directly impact your moods, emotions, and how you're feeling. If you're not feeling great physically, maybe your diet just has had a lot of stuff that you maybe shouldn't be having, you're not going to feel as good mentally either. So something that I have people do is we call it a little 7-day reset, where for 1 week, which is a doable amount of time for most people, we kind of cut out the sugar, we cut out the processed foods, we cut out the soda, and we just focus on, like, water, some herbal teas, proteins, healthy fats for your brain health, vegetables, fruits, like, really whole foods. And it's not overly restrictive. It's not a calorically restrictive diet. It's just meant to be a little reset, because most people about halfway through the week say, feel a little better when I wake up in the morning. My thinking's a little clearer. My mood's a little better. And it's kind of incentive and reinforcement to, I wonder what happens if I change these little things about the way I eat, you know, 80% of the time. And then it's just kind of a way to catapult them into a little bit of a healthier approach to food and nutrition. And this past year has been tough on a lot of people because it's been stressful. And I'm sure there's been lots of evenings on the couches with, you know, bags of Cheetos and wine for people, but it's about balancing and having those days be less frequent than the days you wake up and have some eggs and a salad and water and vegetables and some salmon and really help your body perform and work at a better level. Something I've talked with Jana about is when we talk about digestion and your gut health, like, a lot of these little chemical messengers called neurotransmitters, things like serotonin and dopamine that control how we feel in our mood, those are made in your gut. So if you're not feeding your gut good things, and if there's lots of inflammation and issues there, you literally can't make and use those brain chemicals that help you feel good and motivated. So it's going to be kind of hard without addressing the dietary piece of it. So little changes, sunlight, water, good nutrition can actually have a really big impact on how you feel from day to day.
Well, I had never heard this story. Oh, sorry, Jana. I'm gonna go.
No.
I'd never heard. I knew about sunlight, but I didn't realize the time of day was important. I'd never heard about red light therapy. And really quick, I want to give a shout out to healthy fats. I had actually cut out a lot of fats because of MS. I was trying a practically zero saturated fat way of eating. And then switch to the healthy fats, and I have more energy. So, just a shout out for that.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that something that kind of struck me when we were talking was you were like, "Hey, Jana, FYI, you are a plant." So you know that kind of helps me remember the water and sunlight and you know that kind of stuff. I was like, "Oh yeah," because we focus so much on thinking about food as the nutritional aspect, but there's other ways to get stuff into your body too, you know, through. So thank you. I feel like, you know, that's sometimes I'll text Laura and I'll be like, "Hey, I'm being a plant today. I'm going on a walk or whatever."
Right. Like if you give your plant just water, but no food and sunlight, it's not going to do great. If you put your plant in sunlight, but don't give it water or food, it's still not going to do great. So you really need to do all of these things to keep your house plants alive. So a metaphor I've seen people use in my field is
like
that humans
it.
Are they're house plants with more complicated emotions because that's what we have to do.
And if we have to talk to our plants, then we definitely need to talk to other people, right?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. You know me, Jana, I have to say something. So I had a neighbor years ago who wrote the book, The Secret Life of Plants. And just showed, and I know there have been a lot of studies done since, showed how differently a plant will react if you're yelling at it versus talking nicely to it and things like that. So I try to talk nicely to my plants, which, of course, Jana, reminds me of the play you were in high school.
I knew you were going to reference that.
Yes.
There's just a character of, you know, this girl that talked to plants. And here we are, how many years later, and mom is still talking about how much that cracked her up.
It did.
They tend to remember those things, Jana.
Uh-huh. So, Jana, what else you got for Laura?
Well, I was curious. Like, so, Laura, you fascinate me because you talk about things that I'm like, okay, I can get why potentially in traditional medicine it doesn't come up as much because there's less time to be with your patient. So they're just trying to do a, you know, quick like, hey, you understand, you know, food and quick things. But you are incredible in terms of your knowledge on, you know, supplemental things and then stuff like mom was talking about the red light therapy. So like what kind of things would you wish that more people knew about outside of,
ooh,
you know, traditional exercise and diet?
Good question.
That is a good one. First, I wish people would know more things about nutrition and diet. Or like nutrition and exercise, because I think a lot of people are stuck in old models of both of those things. They think it's very black or white. You have to eat like this or this. You have to exercise like this or this. And the more we learn, it's very personal depending on a person's individual metabolism and state of being. So that's one thing that I do with my clients is I also help them figure out what's the best way for you to work out to get the results you want. And that may even change over the course of a month if she's a cycling female. So it's very personalized. But in addition to general knowledge about that, I wish people did know more about things like the importance of light therapy, and especially now in our digital age with being on our devices more than ever, that these devices give off something called blue light, which can really interact with what's called our cortisol melatonin rhythm. We have a circadian rhythm of cortisol and melatonin, which kind of helps our body determine when we wake up and then when we get tired and go to bed. blue light disrupts that. So a lot of sleep issues that I've seen come from people being on their devices way too late mm-hmm. at night. And there's really very simple things for it. You can get blue light blocking glasses. You can install things on your computer and phone to block out those blue lights. But it's about living a little more in tune with what our natural environment does. I mean, you look out at the sunset, what do you see? It's these reds and oranges and yellows, and it's kind of the signal to our body, okay, time to start making melatonin, wind down,
whoa,
and live a little more in harmony with that. So
I thought it was just God painting a beautiful picture.
I get tired earlier.
Right? That's amazing.
So things like that, things like, even like supplements and things, people get a little crazy with supplements and they think they need 30 pills for everything. But if you're,
mm-hmm.
if you're eating nutrient dense foods, a supplement is supposed to be there for just that, for supplementing.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody should take the same stuff. And
right.
you also have to pay attention to when you take it and what you take it with. I see a lot of people that come in and have all these supplements they're taking at the same time as their medications. And you really have to work with someone to make sure you're paying attention to that, because you can be making your medications more or less effective. You can be making your supplements more or less effective. So timing matters and personalization matters, I would say, for both of those things. And then the last big thing I'd want people to know is something about a term I hate, which is detox, because it's come to mean this crazy restrictive thing.
Yeah,
it's not. Detox is something that our bodies do every day. But the way I like to explain it to my clients is, look at our world. We are dealing mm-hmm. with more toxicity in our environment and our food supply than ever before. So supporting your detox systems on a daily basis through movement, through good water, through certain foods, it's just a part of life now versus it being something that you do in January after the holidays. Like, you don't need to do these 7-day detox programs whenever you feel like you've indulged a little bit. Like, people like them because you go on them and you drop some weight because you're drinking juice for a week, but you're really losing water weight and you're not really helping mm-hmm. your body with a whole lot. Like, you can learn simple tools to just support what your body is already so amazing at. And then you just assess, like, let me take a look around your house and see what toxic sources are in there. Like, women, what are you putting on your skin every day? Like, I think the average woman puts over 100 chemicals on her skin every day. Like, swap some of those out with less toxic products. Swap some of your cleaners out with less toxic products, and you'll be amazed that your body starts working a lot better. And it's not complicated, simple tips. So those are the things.
Jana, how fortunate we are to have her as a friend, right? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's awesome. I feel like, so Mom, if this is your women of faith, you know, this is probably, I have one more question for you, Laura. It's just always good stuff. Mm-hmm. I noticed that you said you're getting your second fellowship in anti-aging medicine, and mm-hmm. obviously us ladies, we always like
yes,
to
I
be,
noticed
you know,
that too.
youthful and young and stuff. And so, obviously the fact that there's a whole field of medicine and you're getting a fellowship in it, this isn't something you can boil mm-hmm. down in 2 minutes. However, I am going to ask you in 2 minutes, what can you say about that? What is either things that people should know about, or, you know, what are the benefits of it aside from the aesthetic?
Right, yeah, and think about anti-aging medicine as more than just, like, the cosmetic side of it. This is about mm-hmm. anti-aging from the inside out, right? So a lot of these mm-hmm. things I've been talking about are ways to help your cells age less quickly. You want healthier cells for a long time. So, again, looking at the toxic input coming from your food, your environment, your products, and making really simple swaps for that. Making sure you take the time to be present in yourself, whether that's through meditation, through yoga, through grounding, which is basically, you know, walking around outside as much as you can, touching trees. Sounds a little hippie-ish, I know, but we're supposed to be interacting with our world. Doing that, you know, water is a big one, like checking out your water, making sure it's filtered in a good way if you can. Nutrition obviously is a big one. The more processed, packaged food you eat, we know this is linked to faster cell aging than people who are eating primarily a whole food diet. And then there are strategic supplements you can do to specifically target the aging process. One other free thing that I teach women how to do, though, is also intermittent fasting. It's a big intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
It's a big buzzword, and people think mm-hmm. it's really restrictive, but it's not. You can integrate it with any type of nutritional approach, but it causes this process in the body called autophagy to happen, which is a mm-hmm. fancy word for saying this awesome system we have in our body where it basically our body scavenges old and dying cells and clears them out to make room for new cells. So by incorporating fasting strategies, mm-hmm. it's a good way to prevent your body from aging so quickly. And it's free.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know if that was 2 minutes, but that's my
minutes. Can the fast be like 4 hours? I think I might be able to last that long.
You know, I usually suggest women just start with what's called circadian fasting, meaning you don't eat once it's dark out. Like you eat from sunlight to when the sun goes down.
Right.
That's a good starting place for most people.
Yeah, I can do that. Except it's harder in winter.
Right.
For obvious
shorter
reasons.
Window. Yeah.
So, Laura, I chose to title your show, Reach Your Full Potential in Every Aspect of Your Life. You're welcome that I chose that title. So can you just...
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I know. Can you speak to that so I can say this is truth in advertising? What would you say to somebody? What are some, you know, nice steps that we can take? Because we've talked about so much this hour. What are some nice, simple steps that we can take in order to help reach our full potential?
Yeah, so you start with one thing, one change, one habit. Maybe it's switching off the phone after 7 p.m. Maybe it's wearing blue light blockers. Maybe it's making sure that your dinner every night is a whole food meal versus something packaged and processed. One mm-hmm. habit at a time. They mm-hmm. will build on each other because you will start feeling better. And it's these small actionable steps that become habit. And you start to realize, oh, when I make these changes, they not only impact my body and how it works, but they impact my mind and my inner confidence and my mood. And so you can kind of make this connection that your body is this really powerful thing that has the ability to make you feel good or bad, depending on how you fuel it. And that just kind of goes out in a wave to every other aspect of your life, right? The better you feel both physically and mentally, the more you're going to be able to show up for your career, for your clients, for your family, for your spouse, for your friends. So it's, mm-hmm. it's much bigger than kind of boiling it down to something like, you know, weight loss or fixing my headaches. It's how does this move forward in every aspect of my life? And it mm-hmm. starts with your health, really.
Great. Well, thank you. Well, we are close to the top of the hour. Jana is, I'm not going to say Jana, ask another question, but I'm going to say, Jana, is there any last thing you would like to say to Laura?
No, just thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
It is amazing. So, Laura, again, the best way for people to reach you and any last words you'd like to share with our listeners.
Sure. Best way to reach me, I have a contact form on my website, which also has my office phone number, or you can find me on social media at Dr. Laura DeCesaris on either Facebook or Instagram. Just send me a note, tell me you heard me on the show, and I'd be happy to answer any questions I can for you. And I would say parting words of wisdom mm-hmm. is your health does not have to be as complicated as you're probably making it. Take a step back, pick one bite-sized change this week, and make the commitment to yourself to implement it and see how your life transforms as you make those changes.
Let's do it, Jana. We can do this. That was great. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to Heart and Soul for Women of Faith. And a big thank you to you, Dr. Laura, for being our honored guest. And a big thank you as well to my friend David Nevue for sharing his beautiful music on this show. Again, please visit JoriFisher.com for free resources and Heart rootshealth.com to be in touch with Dr. Laura. So may the Lord bless you, keep you, and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord help you fulfill your purpose and achieve divine success. Jana, thank you for coming on the show. You added so much. And Dr. Laura, you are truly amazing. God bless you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.